You're listening to Vatican Radio.
At the third Evangelium Conference in Maynooth, Ireland, young adults flocked to the weekend encounter on the theme of explaining the Catholic faith in the modern world. Bishop Cullinan of Waterford and Lismore addressed participants at the conference. He explained in depth what Pope Benedict meant by the creative minority and gave encouraging words on the new evangelization in Ireland. I spoke with Bishop Cullinan about the position of the Catholic Church in today's world and how the new evangelization has been slowly but surely blossoming in Ireland.
The Catholic Church must understand herself as a creative minority that has a heritage of values that are not things of the past but living and relevant reality. The Church must actualize, must be present in the public debate in our struggle for a true concept of liberty and peace. You know, and how right he is. This creative minority have really, if you like, the task of helping society to see where the truth is and to rebuild culture.
In your address at the Evangelium Conference, you spoke of a false alternative, which would be for the church to ghettoise itself. What did you mean by that?
Yes, well, I mean, we've all met people who are very critical, are very negative, and they tend to cut themselves off from what is happening around them. They want not to have to deal with the difficult things. They hand them over to other people and criticize, for example, church leaders, that they should be doing this, that, and the other. And there is that mentality, which is a ghetto mentality, and trying to cut oneself off and circle the wagons and cast out of one's mind all of those who are not of like mind. But this reminds me of, you know, that scene in the Gospel where the apostles come back to Jesus and they say, will we call down fire and brimstone on those people who were not of our like mind? And Christ rebukes them and goes off to the next town on mission. You know, Christ's mentality is to reach out and to try to bring back those who have gone astray. So therefore, we cannot have this ghetto mentality. We must be very strong in our faith, but then we must try through love and compassion, try to bring back those who have lost the way. That is absolutely essential if we are to follow Christ's example and teaching.
Absolutely. You also said in your address, we need saints who know they are sinners, not sinners who think they are saints. Could you just elaborate on this idea for us?
Yes, we are all of us sinners. This is the basic fact, if you like, in my relationship with Jesus. I'm a sinner, but Christ is the Savior. And it's only when I realize that I need him, I need God, only then will I be able to change my life and become, with Christ's help, become holy. And this is what the world needs, really. People who realize that it's God who has the meaning of life. God is the one who's in charge. God is the one from whom we come and the one with whom we hope to spend eternity. We do not need, you know, people who are turning their sinful lives into making it look like something good and wonderful and happy and shiny. And we can see that right across the commercial world, right across the world of leisure, very often. I'm not condemning them now. I'm just trying to kind of describe what I often see. So what we need are those who know their need of God. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Absolutely. And what is your advice to young people growing up in today's culture, growing up in, as you say, the creative minority?
You know, I've met some really wonderful young people lately who are trying to love Jesus, and they are getting stick for it, as we say in Ireland. They're getting, you know, they do get criticism in very subtle ways, or maybe not so subtle, in their schools and among their friends, and it is not easy for them. Therefore, we do need to gather together, certainly, and I believe that all these new movements and organizations in the church are part of the Holy Spirit's way of helping us to have a place of refuge, an oasis, where we can come and be fed on a regular basis and then go back to our ordinary lives. But you know, with our smile and with our simplicity of life and with our joy, people will see the value of following Jesus.
Indeed. And is there hope for the new evangelization to take off in Ireland? And have we seen any evidence of this yet?
Oh, Oh, yes. I think we have certainly seen evidence of it. As I said in the top of my few words to the Evangelium Conference, you know, just in the past week in Ireland, we've had the Focolare Mariopolis in County Waterford. We've had the U 2000 summer retreat with hundreds of people, maybe up to 1,000 faith camps around the country. We have the Dominican Order with 8 ordained just a few days ago. And there are wonderful things happening. They're not the kind of things that grab the headlines, unfortunately. World Youth Day, of course, another thing that's happening. And we can see green shoots all over the place. And these are works of the Spirit. So the new evangelization is happening. Maybe not on an explosive scale, but it is happening. And we've just got to trust God more and make it happen more. There is tremendous hope. And I suppose my call to anybody listening is just to echo the words of Pope Francis and just join in the good fight and get out there. And yeah, we're going to get bruised and battered, but it's going to be worth it.
That was Bishop Cullinan of Waterford and Lismore in Ireland, highlighting the main points from his address at the Evangelium Conference and offering insight into the new evangelisation in Ireland. I'm Katie Asko.